I just thought I would denote the universe, huh? Here's the universe, an infinite electromagnetic field, see? The infinite reality is formless. The pathway I teach is what I call devotional non-duality. The devotion means one's love takes the form of the love for the discernment of the truth above all else. And you're driven because it's a very hard drive to out of duality into non-duality. And without the energy of devotion, inspiration, the willingness to give your all for it, including physical death. If it takes death, so it takes death. And so we have an infinite field of infinite power, and within it, this is the world of formless, the invisible energy of formless. So the difference between force and power is force is linear. Force is demarcated. You see, it has a form, like a molecule or something, see? It may have ears on it, eyes, feet, anything. It has structure, it has form. Therefore, it's limited. That which has form is obviously limited. It's limited by form. That which is formless is unlimited. Eventually, we can solve every riddle that's ever plagued mankind with this little simple diagram. By the end of the day, we'll solve them all. Why not? We got an hour and a half. Now, we'll have the key to it. We'll have the E equals MC squared to it. This is force limited to form. This is power, which is non-dual, which is infinite. Power has no limitation. There's no limit to power. In fact, the greater the demand you put on it, the greater it swells and it meets the need. Force, on the other hand, is exhausted. Force goes from here to there. It expends its own energy. You have to constantly stoke force with more and more energy. Money, bodies of soldiers, bodies of believers, their gold, their lives, their sweat. You have to pull it out because it takes, finally, the Roman Empire, which is the greatest empire the world's ever seen, after 1,000 years, petered out. Ran out of gold, bodies of women. I mean, it just ran out and it petered out and dissolved into the countryside. And the soldiers all married the local women and said, the heck with it. Petered out. Greatest empire the world's ever seen. So force is limited. Power, on the other hand, is unlimited. When you define what is truth, this is content and this is context. It's impossible to define truth without defining the context. And that is the reason the great books of the Western world and all the greatest philosophers that have ever lived have never solved the problems of epistemology, because they never got that subtly. That you move from the objective to the subjective. The objective will take you up to the 499, and from there you move into the subjective. The presence of God is not something one can experience through thought, but experientially. It is subjective. All right.